Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995 and will pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9...
The governor answers your questions. Utah's most important issues on Let Me Speak to the Governor.
So good to have you along today here at KSL News Radio on Let Me Speak to the Governor. Governor Herbert is here and ready to take your questions. Phone lines, we do have some that are open at 575-8255, area code 801. And let's take a phone call from Al, who is on the line in Provo, Utah. Al, you're on with the governor.
Hey, Al, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Governor, and hello, Doug, too. Anyhow, I heard on the news about the U.S. Department of Energy choosing Utah for an amazing $140 million grant for research and development of geothermal energy research, and I'm very pleased and delighted about it, and I imagine you are, too. Could you give me some comments about it? I'm amazed these wells will be dug about two miles deep, and I guess cool water is pumped down one and then it's pumped back up as hot watered, like buildings afterward, and I'd just like to hear your comments about it.
Well, Al, sounds like you know a lot about the situation down in the Beaver area of our state, and it is a nice grant for research. As you probably know, and the listeners I hope know, we created a 10-year energy plan in Utah. It's an all-of-the-above approach, meaning that whatever the market requires and whatever the market demands are, and the suppliers will find ways to fill those needs. And it can be a variety of energy sources. We, in fact, are the largest user of wind power in the Intermountain West here in Utah. We have solar farms. Of course, we still have a large abundance of coal, but we're transitioning to more natural gas, and so we still have carbon-based fuels. But this all-of-the-above approach has fostered an opportunity in other areas of energy development. And, of course, geothermal, hot water heat, is a technology that has yet to be proven, but does look like it works. And so this will give us an opportunity to do more research to see if we can produce cleaner energy at more affordable, economically competitive prices. And it'll be a great boon for the area down in Beaver and some of our rural areas to open up economic opportunity. I think it shows great hope. And I think the great promise here of geothermal heat will be realized with this Forge Energy Center that's being developed down there. And we appreciate the federal government recognizing Utah as a leader when it comes to diversification of energy.
Al, thank you for your phone call and let me speak to the governor. Governor, we have this question that came in. And by the way, you're getting a lot of love on our text message board today. Just one.
Well, good. This is a nice – that's because you're back, Doug.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll take all the credit, all the credit. This person said, Governor, how can the affordability of housing in Utah be solved? Why are salaries not going up at the same rate as the cost of living?
Well, it's a challenge. You know, the housing market goes up and down. It's usually the first one to be hurt during a downturn and the last one to recover. And so you have pent-up demand, and that's why we see this acceleration now that we've had such a very healthy, the best economy in America today. The demand we have is a fast-growing state. We're the fastest-growing state in America today, population growth-wise. So the demand for housing, it's a supply-demand issue. A high demand, the supply is somewhat limited. It forces prices and costs of housing to go up. We have a need to make sure we accommodate those demands as best we can. Government tends to get in the way. In spite of the fact we think government's always the helper, sometimes it hinders the opportunity to have higher density, lower cost housing, smaller size lots. All those add to the increasing cost of housing. So we're working with local governments to make sure that the zoning is correct, that will allow the marketplace to reflect the market. let the housing stock. And that means probably higher densities, maybe some more apartments, smaller size lots, et cetera. So zoning is a big deal and something we need to work on. Keeping the cost of housing down also is a reflection on interest rates. If interest rates are low, you can buy a lot more house because you can still afford the payments at a 4% interest rate that you could not afford at an 8% interest rate. And that would just double the cost, and you wouldn't get any more house. In fact, you'd get half the house for the same cost. So that's a part of the economy that's hard, to control. We look to the federal government probably too often in that regard. But as interest rates creep up, that makes it more affordable. By the way, personal incomes are also being reflected by the demand of the marketplace. We have shortages in about every area of the economy. It's not just education teacher shortage, it's shortage of scientists, engineers, metallurgists, welders, pipe fitters, cat drivers. I mean, there's just a shortage because if you can fog a mirror and have any skill at all in Utah right now, you can get a job. So what's happening now is supply demand. Wages are going up. Our wage increase is probably one of the highest in the nation today. It's growing at about a 5% per year per annum increase. And so household incomes, we're about 13th highest in the nation now when it comes to household income. So wages are catching up, and whether it actually catches and exactly reflects the rising cost of housing, you know, that's kind of an up and down. Sometimes it'll be higher, sometimes it'll be lower. But I can tell you, personal income, household income is on the rise in a dramatic fashion in Utah.
Before we break for our news here in about 3 or 4 minutes, let's quickly take a phone call. This time we're going to Orem, Utah, and Governor Michael is on the line with you.
Hello, Governor. Thank you so much for taking my call.
You bet. Thank you, Michael.
As I've been going to work, I have noticed time after time other motorists just going belligerently around the school bus stop arm, and I am just wondering if there's more that could be done to keep the children of the great state of Utah safer, so that they'll feel like they do have a safe form of transportation getting to and from their destinations. It frankly sickens me to see how some people can feel like their schedules more important than waiting.
Let's get the governor's response to that.
Thank you, Michael. There is more we can do, and probably at different levels, with more security guards, crossing guards, parental involvement. We need to make sure that our kids are safe in all aspects of school. Places to load and unload where there's not traffic that wants to pass and people are in a hurry to get to work or leave work in the evenings. So it does create a hazard, particularly, I think, in the morning. Fines we have, maybe they're not enough. Maybe we need to, in fact, increase the fines. That's something you ought to talk to your local legislator about, maybe bringing up the fines and maybe increasing the punishment there, the monetary aspect of it. Maybe it'll help as a deterrent. But some of it's just a lack of awareness. Sometimes people are in a hurry and they forget. But you're right. All we need to have is somebody get hurt, and then I will say, I wish we had done something more before. So you raise a good issue, something we ought to be talking about. We'll work with our public safety people and see if they can't maybe review along with the other things we're doing on public safety right now for schools and maybe put this on the list of items to discuss too.
Thank you, Michael, for your phone call, your question for Governor Herbert. We're going to go to Tremont, and right after our news here at the bottom of the hour, Janet has a question that several of our texters are also asking about. So stay with us. Let me speak to the governor here at KSL News Radio. Just a brief break for our news. We'll be right back. We do have a couple of phone lines available at area code 801-575-825. Pardon me, 8255. That's KSL Talk.